Welcome to Adulting 101, the weekly workshop-style podcast designed to guide and motivate millennials in all facets of their lives.
You're listening to episode 54, An Introduction to Me.
Whether you're interested in learning how to manage your money, get healthy, or just live a happy and productive life, I've got it all here for you. While I can't confidently say I have it together 100% of the time, I'm happy to share my struggles along this journey. Adulting may be seemingly impossible at times, but it doesn't have to be that hard. So come along with me as I hope to inspire you to finally take control of your life. And if you're not already, please feel free to check out my website, danielledoesadult.com, and follow me on Instagram, at danielledoesadult. Without further ado, I'm super excited to have you here today, so let's get into it.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the podcast. It's been a year now. I've been sharing advice, thoughts, and ideas with you, and while I've absolutely been loving this outlet and watching it grow, I appreciate all the support that I've been getting from you guys, but I've been thinking, how well do you really know me? Why should you want to listen to me? Why did I think that I had a message with value to share with you? So, in honor of my 26th birthday, which was just this past weekend, I thought I would hop on here and share with you just a quick little synopsis of where I've been, my story, and where I hope to be heading. So, y'all already know from the title, my name is Danielle, duh. I was born and raised here in beautiful cottage country, Muskoka, Ontario, Canada, which is also known as the Hamptons of the North for my American listeners. And while growing up, I would always hear envy from my city friends, like, wow, you're so lucky you get to live here all year round. I certainly took the opportunity for granted. Think of it this way. When you're 14 or 15 with no car, no access to public transit, and you live a 30 to 40 minute walk away from town, things can get pretty boring. Also, keep in mind that this was the day and age where we still had dial-up internet and we were only allowed on for 20 minutes a day. It was tragic. Nonetheless, growing up here was actually an absolute blessing. It certainly gave me an obsession with nature and the outdoors. And while growing up, my family didn't really have a lot of money, we were afforded the opportunity to spend most of our childhood out camping, riding bikes, playing in the forest, swimming in lakes, which is something I later came to realize was not the norm for many of my city-raised counterparts. So flash forward a few years into high school. So I went to a high school with 400 students from grades 9 to 12, and our graduating class probably had around 60 to 70 kids in it. I know people from the city with graduating classes the size of my entire high school. I would consider myself at that time to have been a keener or an overachiever, whatever you want to call it. So I joined pretty much every club I could squeeze into my schedule and always made sure everyone knew what I was up to. The problem for me with high school was that I didn't want to be there from the first day that I walked in the front door. And in my time there, I made a lot of enemies because I was so strong-willed, but I also made a lot of great friends, many of which I still talk to, and they're probably listening to this right now, some of them anyway, so hi to you if you're listening and we went to high school together. My first experience leaving this safe little bubble that I lived in was when I went to university. So I moved about 3 hours away to the community of Kitchener-Waterloo in southern Ontario, where I lived for another 3 years. I made lots of great friends, I studied a little bit, but again, I was anxiously awaiting that next opportunity to leave. In my fourth year, I up and moved across the world to Vietnam because as a part of our degree, we were required to work at an aid organization in a developing country. So I lived and worked in Hanoi, which is the capital of Vietnam, for 8 months. So while I was there, I was mostly living and hardly working, if I'm being completely honest, because my placement was actually a horrible disappointment and I drowned my sorrows in homesickness in a flurry of different relationships, hundreds of donair sandwiches, and a plethora of 25-cent beers. Honestly, that year of my life is a bit of a blur. I got to travel a lot throughout Southeast Asia, which was amazing, and I established some incredible and life-changing friendships with people that I love and miss so much. But I also made a lot of questionable decisions. Most importantly, though, I survived, I recovered, and I even have a nice $50,000 piece of paper to prove that I did it. Now, growing up, I always said I would never move back home after I left. I hate this small town's stupid, I'm never coming back here kind of thing. But there's nothing like a series of unfortunate events, even if they were self-inflicted, that includes assault, binge drinking, getting mugged, that will quite wake you up to the comforts of coming home, that's for sure. So upon graduation, I took about 6 months off from the real world and worked as an aerial guide at a ziplining course where I basically got paid to sit in trees all day. The dream. A couple more years went by and I worked as a waitress, got a really shitty boyfriend, and basically aimlessly floated through life, not really sure what I was going to do next. Bitter that my degree couldn't get me a job, which in reality was probably just my lackadaisy approach to finding a job, I started at community college in fall of 2015 to try and upgrade my practical skills. And honestly, I probably learned more in that one semester than I did in my entire degree, but that's an opinion piece for another day, my friends. February of 2016, I was hired into my current job. I dropped out of school and I became a real adult. What fun, how exciting. Well, folks, turns out the real world isn't all it's cracked up to be. Don't get me wrong, a secure job is nice, a secure job is comfortable. I will forever be grateful for my financial situation and knowing what to expect day in and day out, because I know there's millions of people out there who are never going to be afforded this opportunity that I have in their lifetime. But for me, if you haven't caught on quite yet, comfortable has never been good enough. Last fall, I was hired on as a part-time firefighter with my local fire department. So let's talk about getting uncomfortable. I mean, yes, I moved halfway across the world to a country where people would actually grab me by the hair and say, "Kaizi," which is, "What is this? And why does your hair look like that?" But the level of discomfort I felt in that unfamiliar setting does not even begin to compare to the level of discomfort I felt when training to deal with emergency situations. Those 4 months of training last fall were some of the most mentally stressful times I've ever experienced. However, they truly taught me that my potential is limitless, our potentials as individuals are limitless, and every single person's potential is limitless. At the end of the day, we decide where we are going to settle and what our lives are going to look like. I'm coming into 26 ready to make waves. I'm working on some big changes over here, people, and I am so excited to share with you all the details very shortly. I just hope that you're here to stick this ride out with me. Thank you all so much for the support that you've shown me over the past 12 months, and please continue to share the content that you feel is relevant to you or the people around you. Anyone you think it could help, I would appreciate that so much. At the end of the day, I would not be here without any of your support, so I love you all so much, and I'm really hyped for the year to come. As always, you can find me on Instagram, that's at DanielleDoesAdult. You can check out my website, DanielleDoesAdult.com. Follow me on Twitter and Snapchat, that's at Daniel Ryan. And feel free to leave me a review on iTunes, I would appreciate that so much. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and if anything really resonated with you, please reach out to me, I would love to chat. Like I said before, thank you all so much, and I hope you have a great week. I will talk to you again soon. Bye-bye.